感谢主啊，今年又快过去了。
Praise the Lord, this year is almost ended.
保罗告诉我们呢、啊，我要忘记背后，努力面前，向着标杆直跑。
Paul says, forgetting what lies behind and reaching forward to what lies ahead.
所以大家回想过去这一年呢，有多少人是跑了一年
？So when we look back this year, how many of us run, this year?
有多是走了一年。
How many of us we walk this year?
有没有人睡了一年
？How many of us sleep this whole year?
有没有人这一年里面跌跌撞撞的，这个瘸像瘸腿一样走了一年
？How many of we stumble like a cripple and walk for a year?
常见弟兄和修德林姊妹离开我们一年的时间了。
Brother Chang Jian and Sister Chang they left us for a year.
我们也看到。主也带领我们又走了这么一年过来。
And we see that our Lord, He again brings us, this year.
这一年里面也看见主给我们很多的恩典。
We also see the Lord is very, gracious towards us.
因此今天早晨我们要与大家一同来勉励哈，能够向着标杆直跑。
So this morning,we'd like to encourage each other that we can press on towards the goal.
我们读腓立比书三章。
Let's turn to Philippians chapter 3.
我们要读第四节和十四节。
Verse 13 and 14.
腓立比书第三章十三节十四节，我们要大家一起来读。
Philippians 3, verse 13 to 14. Let's read together.
读腓立比书，我们要用一点力气的哈。
We need to use a little strength when we read Philippians.
我们读腓立比书不用一点力气的话呢，就读不出来那个味道。
We don't use our strength, then we don't see the real meaning of it.
好，希望弟兄姊妹用一点力气哈。
Let's use our strength.
第十三节一起来，弟兄们，我不是以为自己已经得着了，我还有一件事，就先忘记背后，努力面前的，向着标杆直跑，要得神在基督耶稣里从上面召我来得的奖赏。非常好，大家读得非常好。再有一点要求。
Have a further requirement.
读这个腓立比书的时候呢，一个字一个字读得很清楚。
When we read Philippians, we read each word very clearly.
而且大家都要在同一个步骤来读。
And we need to follow the same, pattern.
每一个人都要读同一个字，这样才行。
Everybody needs to be on the same pace.
好，我们再试一次哈。
Let's try it again.
一起来，弟兄们，我不是以为自己已经得着了，我只有一件事，就是忘记背后，努力面前的，向着标杆直跑，要得神在基督耶稣里从上面召我来得的奖赏。这样读就不一样。
Now this way is better.
我们自己读圣经的时候呢，也要这样读。
When we read our Bible ourselves, we need to read it like this.
而且我们要把声音读出来。
We need to read aloud.
让圣灵在我们心里面借着主的话来做工。
And so that the Holy Spirit can work in us.
希伯来书第十二章。
Hebrew 12.
希伯来书十二章，我们读第一节和第二节。
Let's read Hebrew 12 verse 1 and 2.
好，第一节来，我们既有这许多的见证人，如同云彩围着我们，就当放下各样的重担，过去容易成为我们的罪，存心忍耐，摆在我们前头的路程，仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣，他因那摆在前面的喜乐，就轻看旧日，忍受了十字架的苦难，便坐在神宝座的右边。好，我们再读第六章
Hebrew 6
十九节二十节
Verse 19 and 20。
第六章第十九节二十节
19 and 20。
好，来，我们有这指望，如同绿毛 又坚固牢靠主慢内做先锋的耶稣既照着麦基洗德的本质成了永远的大祭司就为我们进入幔内最后第三章十二节
Lastly Hebrews 3 verse 12
第三章第十三节对不起
Hebrews 3 verse 13
来总要趁着还有今日天天彼此相劝免得你们中间有人被罪迷惑心里就刚硬了好我们一起祷告
Let's pray
主我们感谢我们赞美你主啊这一年的时间又快要过去了
Lord we praise you we thank you and this year almost passed
我们再来到你的面前向你献上我们的感恩
We come to you and our thanksgiving
因为你在我们身上有许多命和恩典
Because you have mercy and grace towards us
有些是我们清楚知道的有些是我们甚至还不明白的
Some of them we know but some of them we still don't understand
但是今天早晨我们仍能够来到主的面前我们心里实在是感谢你
But this morning, as we come before you, our heart rejoices.
因为你没有丢弃我们。
Because you never forsake us.
因此我们在求主向我们来说话。
Therefore, we pray that please speak to us.
让我们看见我们应当怎么样来往前来行走。
Let us see how we can run our course.
愿主早晨借着主的话成为我们路上的光。
May your word this morning become the light of our path.
鼓励我们众人一起起来向前奔走。
Encourage us, compel us, to run this course.
我们感谢你，主啊，你可以使用这个无用的仆人来成为器皿。
And use your servant as a useless vessel.
我们这样把下面的时间来交托给主。
We place the following time in your hands.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name, I pray.
希伯来书第三章告诉我们要趁着今日要彼此天天的相劝
Hebrews 3 tells us that as long as it is called today we shall exhort encourage one another day after day
在以弗所书也告诉我们要爱惜光阴因为现今的这个世代邪恶
and also in Ephesians it tells us that we need to number our days becausethe day this generation is evil
我们的时间啊就是神给我们的一个机会
Our time is an opportunity that God has given us
今天把这个今日给我们呢是神给我们那个极大的祝福和恩赐
And God give us today and today is a blessing from God
所以我们在生活的时候啊在地上行走的时候最的那个时间是今日
So when we walk on this earth, the most important day is today.
不是昨日。
It's not yesterday.
也不是明天。
It's not tomorrow.
那是今日。
But today.
我们常常哈，在我们的思想里面，我们想到过去的事。
And often we think too much about yesterday.
特别是夫妻吵架的时候。
Especially when the husband and wife they fight against each other.
有的时候啊，你听见这个夫妻中间有隔阂、有争吵、有矛盾的时候啊，你听他们讲一讲，他们讲的事是十年以前、是二十年以前的事。
When the husband and wife they fight, you listen to what they say. They speak of things that's 10 years and 20 years ago.
这样怎么能够向着标杆直跑呢
？So how can you press on towards the goal if you
如果不能够忘记背后和能够努力向前呢
if you don't forget lines behind how can you reach forward
有的时候我们整个人的那个心思意念我们的忧虑呢是明天的事
and sometimes our worry and all our mind we're thinking about tomorrow
弟兄姊妹想想你心里面所忧虑的一件事
brother and sister think about things that you worry
很多是跟明天或者是后天或者是明年或者是后年的以后的事跟今天其实没有太多的关系
many of the things you worry is tomorrow and next year it doesn't have anything to do with today
的飞鸟哈，它没有保险的。
The birds in the sky they do not have the blood pressure.
有哪一个人可以告诉我哪一只天空的飞鸟它是有健康保险的？
none of them has a health insurance.
有哪一个天空的飞鸟它有一个银行的账户，还有一个 401k 的？
None of the birds in the sky they have 401k and they have bank account.
为什么在天空的飞鸟没有一个是忧愁的？
So then why doesn't the air they worry?
因为神给他们一个恩典，他们不知道为明天忧虑。
Because God gave them the grace so that they don't worry about tomorrow.
一天的难处，他们一天当就够了。
They just worry about today.
所以这个明天和昨天都让我们不能够向前来奔跑。
So yesterday and tomorrow, these are the things that stop us from running forward.
因此我们在主的面前，我们要忘记背后，昨天的事情已经过去了。
Therefore, we need to forget what lies behind.
过去的那些事情，今天不要再拿出来，再重新的再提出来了。
We do not mention the things that are in the past.
将来的事情还没有发生，主自然会有安排，不需要我们忧虑。
Tomorrow is not here yet, so we don't need to worry about that.
这样的人才能够向着标杆直跑。
If we are like this, are we able to press on towards the goal?
如果不是忘不了，
if we do not forget what's past,
将来的事担心的不得了。
We worry about tomorrow.
我们如何在地上来向前向着标杆直跑呢？
Then how can we press on towards the goal on this earth?
弟兄姊妹，我们每一个人在地上都有一个路程。
Brothers and sisters, every one of us we have a course.
而每一个路程都有一个标杆。
And for every course we have a goal.
我们从出生的那一天呢，我们就开始跑了。
From the day that we were born, we started this race.
我们从幼稚园跑到小学，跑到中学，跑到大学。
We run since we were in the kindergarten until elementary school and middle school and.
后来呢，我们就跑到美国来了。
And now we run to the United States.
有一天我们蒙恩得救。
And one day we're saved.
当我们蒙恩得救的那一天开始，我们有一个新的一个路程。
From the day that we're saved, we have a new race.
从我们蒙恩得救的那一天，我们有一个新的标杆。
And from the day that we're saved, we have it all.
我们在地上要跑的路程，要向着这个标杆。
On this earth, we will run this new race towards this new goal.
不能够在这个新的路程上奔跑的时候，仍然向着那个旧的标杆来跑。
We cannot run on this new race towards the old goal.
那这样我们就不能够达到这个新的标杆。
Otherwise, we will not be able to reach the new goal.
弟兄姊妹，我们每一个人每一天在地上，只要有一天还叫今日，我们就要向着标杆直跑。
Brothers and sisters, as long as we still have today, we need to press on towards the goal.
就像保罗在他年老的时候，他说：“我不是以为我已经得着了。”
Just as Paul said in his when he's very old, he said, "I have not considered I have laid hold of it."
今天如果我们在地上不起来奔跑的话，就表示我们已经得着了。
If we don't press on today, it is as if we have already laid hold of it.
但是如果保罗他还没有得着，你和我怎么能够认为我们已经得着了呢？
If Paul said he has not laid hold of it, how can we say they laid hold of it?
因此在这个年底和明年开始的时候，当我们在主的面前来看这件事情，我们如何能够向着标杆直跑？
And therefore, at this end of this year, and looking forward to next year, let us look at this question, how we can press on towards the goal.
我们读主的话的时候呢，我们发现呢，有只有三个主要的原因，我们不能向着标杆直跑。
When we read the words of God, we see that there are three stumbling blocks that stop us from pressing forward.
第一个原因就是没有看见标杆。
The first reason is that we don't see the goal.
我们不知道这个属天的标杆是什么。
And we don't know what is this heavenly goal.
或者是我们忘记了这个属天的标杆。
Or we forgot this heavenly goal.
我们本来知道的，但是后来模糊了。
We knew it, but later on it became blurred.
就像当时那些以色列人回到耶路撒冷的时候，当初的时候，他们很清楚他们的标杆是什么，就是要重建耶路撒冷。
It's like the Israelites when they returned to Judah, they were very clear that their goal was to rebuild Jerusalem.
但是后来遇到一些难处以后啊， 那个当初的标杆就模糊了，到最后他们有一个新的标杆，这是要盖自己的房屋。
However, after some difficulties, their heavenly goal become blurred, and they have a new goal, which is building their own house.
这是同一个原因，不能够向着标杆直跑，是因为那个原来的那个标杆已经模糊了。
This is the first reason to stop us from pressing on towards the goal. It's because the heavenly goal is blurry.
第二个原因，不能向着标杆直跑。
The second reason that would stop us from pressing on.
这是因为我们没有那个耐力。
Is that we are lack of endurance.
因为这条路程啊，不是短跑，这条路程是长跑。
This course is not a short race. It's a very long race.
长跑呢是要有耐力的。
And long race needs endurance.
而且这个路呢是比较遥远。
And this is a long way.
但是当我们在这个路程上遇到了一些难以后啊，或者是遭遇一些时候呢，我们就没有那个耐力。
When we encounter some difficulties, then we do not have the endurance.
不是没有标杆，那是我们没有那个耐力。
Not because we don't have the goal, but because we don't have the endurance.
心灵里面实在是愿意哈，肉体里面的确是软弱。
Our spirit is willing, but our flesh is weak.
这是第二个原因，我们不能向着标杆直跑。This
is the second stumbling block to stop us from pressing on.
第三个原因，是我们不能放下各样的重担。
The third reason is that we cannot lay aside all our burdens.
我问弟兄姊妹，今天在座有没有哪一个人说我呢没有重担？
Can anyone of you say that today that I have no burdens?
我一点重担都没有。
I have no weights, no burdens.
我问今天的弟兄姊妹啊，
Is there anyone among us that don't have any burdens?
人活在地上怎么会没有重担呢？
It is impossible for man to
活在地上啊。 很多事情是非常奇怪的。
We live on the many things are very strange.
比如说，有的人结了婚没有孩子呢，这件事是一个重担。
Some people they got married but they don't have kids. This is becoming a burden for them.
但是得到孩子以后呢，发现孩子也是一个重担。
However, when they finally have the kids, their kids become a burden.
有也是重担，没有也是重担。
If you have it, it's the burden. If you don't have it, it's still a burden.
有的人呢。 还没有工作的时候呢，觉得是有重担。
When we don't have a job, it's a burden for us.
那你得到工作以后呢，工作也是一个重担。
However, when we have a job, the job also is a burden.
你看，没有的时候是重担呢，有的时候也是重担。
So no matter what you have or not, it is a burden.
有的人觉得钱财不够的时候呢，觉得是一个重担。
When we are poor, we don't have enough money, it is a burden.
钱财太多的时候也是一个重担。
But too much money is also a burden.
有的人还没有房子的时候呢，觉得很忧郁。
You don't have a house, you're very sad.
有的房子的人呢，刚才秋刚我们的也有重担。
However, we have a house just like Brother Chiu Sher was, it's also a burden.
有的人呢，还没有结婚的时候呢，就老想结婚，很有重担。
When we're still single, we want to marry, we have this burden.
有的人结了婚以后呢，觉得 真是苦啊！
And after the marriage, you think that life is very difficult.
你看，人生是一个很奇怪的一件事情啊。
So don't you see that the life is really strange?
你没有的时候是一个重担呢，你得着的时候呢，还是一个重担。
When you don't have it, it's a burden. When you finally have it, it's still a burden.
人在地上啊，的确是有各式各样的重担。
When we live on this earth, we have all different kinds of burdens.
如果我们在这个属天的道路上来奔走的时候，所有从前地上的那个标杆都是我们今天的重担。If
we run on this heavenly race, then all those earthly goals become our burden.
所以这三个问题，第一个是没有标杆，第二是没有耐力，是不能放下各样的重担。So
these are the three reasons. First, without the help. Second, without endurance, and we cannot lay aside all our.
所以如果我们要像 保罗所说的向着标杆直跑的话，我们头一件事情就需要有一个清楚的意向。So
the first thing we need in order for us to press on towards goal is that we need a clear vision.
对这个意向，我们通常有几个错误的观念。We
have some misunderstanding about this.
我们认为这个意向呢，是属于那个少数几个人的。
We often think that a vision is for those few people.
不是为我们所有的其他的人的。
It's not for all of us.
我们认为这个意象是给那个属灵比较深的那些人的。
We often think that the vision is for those very spiritual brothers and sisters.
这是都是不正确的。
But this is wrong.
这个意象是给每一个神的儿女的。
The vision is for every child of God.
而且这个意象是我们从得救开始我们就要有的。
And this vision, we should have this vision from the time that we are saved.
意象不是我们这个肉身看见的一个景象。
Vision is not something we can see with our eyes of the flesh.
这个意象是我们心中的眼睛明白了一个属灵的一个事实。
But it's the spiritual reality that we see with our eyes of our hearts.
每一个蒙恩得救的人都已经有了意象。
Every brother and sister, we already have a vision.
也许你不明白为什么我这样说。
Maybe you don't understand.
好，我问大家，你见过主耶稣了没有
？Let me ask you, have you seen Jesus Christ?
我们当中在座的没有一个人用我们肉身的眼睛见过主耶稣。
None of us have seen Jesus with the eyes of our flesh.
没有一个人看见主耶稣被钉十字架。
And none of us have seen that Jesus Christ is crucified.
没有一个人看见主耶稣被埋在坟墓里面三天之后又复活了。
And buried and resurrected after 3 days.
但是我们今天每一个蒙恩得救的人，我们都相信这件事。
However, today we all believe this.
为什么能够相信一个我们从来没有看见的事情？
And how come we believe something that we've never seen?
因为这个事实在我们心中的眼睛是非常清楚的。
Because we've seen it with the eyes of our hearts.
这叫做意象。
This is called vision.
因此我们每一个人在我们的灵里面有这样的一个意象。
Therefore.In our spirit, we all have this vision.
同样的，这个标杆也是我们灵里面所看见的一件事情。
And of course, this goal is also something we see with the eyes.
就是我们在这个地上，我们所奔跑的那个目的在哪里
？This is the goal that we when we press on this earth.
但是我们发现，人在地上的时候，常常会失去这个意象的。
But often when we are on this earth, we often lose this vision.
在约书亚的时代，他们非常的清楚他们要去哪里。
During the time of Joshua, they knew very clearly where they need to go.
但是等到过一段时间到了四世的时代，他们的意象就失去了，就模糊了。
However, during the time of Judges, they lost the vision. Their vision became blurry.
在所罗巴伯的时代，他们的意象是非常的清楚，但是到了尼希米的那个意象就模糊了。
It was very clear during the time of Zerubbabel. However, it became blurry during the time of Nehemiah.
在使徒行传的时候，那意象是非常清楚；等到启示录的时候，那意象就模糊了。
During the times of the Acts, the vision was very clear. However, after the first century, the vision became very blurry.
弟兄姊妹们哈，今天我们觉得我们不能够往前奔跑，我们常常觉得是一个道路的问题。
Brothers and sisters, many times we think that the reason we cannot press on is because we run the wrong course.
所以我们常常是觉得，哎呀，我会不会走错路了？
We often think that we're on the wrong ways.
也许我们是不是选错了专业了
？It may be that we chose the wrong degree.
我是不是没有找到合适我的工作
？Or we chose the wrong career.
弟兄姊妹，这个属天的道路啊，是神所立定的。
Brothers and sisters, this way is established by God.
所以不是这个道路的问题、啊。
It's not the problem of this course.
这个人有一个清楚的意象啊，这个意象不是让我们来改变这个道路。
Even if we have a vision, this vision is not does not change the race.
这个意象能够改变那个跑路的人啊。
However, the vision changes the runner.
我们在地上如果没有这个意象的话，我们是一个不一样的一个人。
If we don't have the vision, then we become a different person on this earth.
当主要我们的那个意象清楚以后，我们这个人就改变了。
And when our Lord revealed the vision, then our whole being changed.
那个路还是像从前一样，还是我们所经过的那个路啊。
The way is still the same.
但是我们这个人因着意象就完全改变了。
However, we change because of the vision.
所以当以赛亚看见了异象，在以赛亚书第六章以后呢，以赛亚的侍奉完全改变了。
Therefore, when Isaiah had the vision in chapter 6, ministry changing completely.
在那个意象之前呢，他的话语是神话语。
And before the vision, his words was judgment.
但是在那个意象之后呢，以赛亚的那个话语就成为弥赛亚的先知。
However, after the vision, Isaiah became a prophet of Messiah.
所以今天呢，需要改变的是我们这个人。
Therefore, what needs to change is our person.
那个改变乃是从意象来的。
And that change comes from the vision.
我们如何能够有这样的一个标杆呢？
How can we have this heavenly goal?
我希伯来书告诉我们，要仰望为我们信心创始称重的耶稣。
Hebrew tells us we need to fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of faith.
我们的意象为什么会模糊呢？
How can our vision become blurry?
那是因为我们眼目哈注视这个世界注视的太多。
It's because we fix our eyes on this world too much.
我们的心追这个世界追求的太多。
And our hearts are longing this world.
我们爱世界的太多。
And we love this world too much.
当我们在这个世界里面呢，这个意象就会模糊的。
When we are in this world, our vision will become blurry.
所以希伯来书特别告诉我们一件事哈，是非常重要的一件事。他说：“你们不可以停止聚会。”
So Hebrew tells us one thing is very important that we do not stop assembly.
弟兄姊妹们，我们信主的人是不能停止聚会的。
Brothers and sisters, Christians, we have to go to.Meetings.
因为我们每一次在聚会的里面，我们能够得着主的话作为我们的光。
Because every time in the meeting, we see the lights from the word.
如果我们停止了聚会的话，我们在行走的路上就缺少光。
But if we stop at the meeting, then we lack of this light.
缺少光以后，这个印象就模糊了。
And we don't have the light, and the vision becomes blurry.
我们需要主的光在我们的生活的里面。
We need the light from the Lord every day in our life.
我们需要光，让我们心灵的眼睛能早开启。
And we need to be enlightened by the light of the word.
让我们维持那个清楚的意象。
So that we can maintain a clear vision.
所以在这新的一年要来以前呢，我们彼此的勉励，我们要有一个清楚的意象。
So when we're approaching the new year, let us be clear that we need to have this vision.
而另外呢，除了清楚的意象以外，我们需要有一个牢靠的一个指望。
Apart from the vision, we also need to have a hope that is steadfast.
为什么人不能够跑下去呢？
And why can we press on?
那是因为缺少指望。
It's because we do not have a hope.
有指望才能忍耐。
It's only when we have hope then we can have endurance.
没有指望呢，人就不能忍耐。
We do not have endurance if we don't have hope.
我们每个人都是花了很多的时间读书的。
And a lot of time studying.
读书是很辛苦的一件事哈。
It is very difficult to have our degrees.
那为什么我们每个人都能够读完呢？
But we all finish.
因为我们有一个指望，就是毕业。
Because graduation is our hope.
如果你读书啊，那个你没有一个毕业的指望的话，你能够好好的读书吗？
If you study but you don't have the hope of graduation, then how can you continue?
我们做研究也非常的辛苦哈。
It is very difficult to do research.
但是我们有一个指望，就是有一天呢，我会得到学位。
Our hope is that one day we will have a degree.
如果有一天你虽然在做这个研究，但是啊，那个学位呢是遥遥无期，是不可能的话，你还有没有那个耐心来做研究？
Now if the degree is almost impossible, then how can you do you still have the endurance to press?
我们抚养孩子是非常的劳累的一件事情啊。
It's also very burdensome to raise children.
但是我们有一个指望，就是这个孩子会长大的。
But our hope is that one day.Our children will grow up.
对对，我们常常鼓励那个刚生婴孩的妈，我们说再过六个月就好了，就晚上就不用起来了。
So sometimes we also encourage the new moms that It's okay, it will be fine after 6 months.
所以虽然是非常的辛苦呢，但是你有一个指望。
Even though it's very burdensome, but you have the hope.
我们找工作也很辛苦的。
It's also very difficult to look for a job.
但是我们还是在找，因为有一个指望，就是希望能够找到工作。
But we're still looking for one because we have this hope that we can have a job.
有指望才能够有忍耐。
It's only when we have hope then we will have endurance.
没有指望如何能够忍耐呢？
We will not have endurance without hope.
这个指望呢，就好像那个船的锚一样。
And this hope is like the anchor of the ship.
有指望呢，这个船才不会动摇啊。
If you have the hope, then the ship will not be shaken.
无论我们在做什么事情，因是有那个指望的缘故，所以我们能够一直往前。
Whatever we do, because we have the hope, and that keeps us pressing forward.
要是有一天我们那个指望失去的话呢，我们就很难继续向前奔走。
So if one day we lose the hope, then it's very difficult for us to continue.
因此，特别在难处临到我们的时候，让我们能够坚持下去的，就是那个指望。
So when we encounter difficulties, the thing that can keep us going forward is the hope.
我们在这个主的路上哈，仇敌常常来攻击我们。他攻击我们用什么来攻击呢？攻击我们的指望。
On our way, on our heavenly way, the enemies often attack us, attack our hope.
他知道如果指望拿去以后呢，你就不能再奔走了。
The enemy knows that if take away our hope, then we cannot continue.
那仇敌如何把我们的指望拿走呢？
So how do enemies take away our hope?
他如何来动摇我们的指望呢？
How do the enemies shake our hope?
他就是让我们在心中产生对神的一个怀疑。
The enemies cause us to have a unbelieving spirit.
为什么别人做论文都很顺利呢，那我做论文不顺利呢？
Why it seems that everybody else is making very good progress on their dissertations and research, but I'm having so much trouble.
为什么别人这个找工作的时候呢，一下就找到了，那轮到我的时候，为什么我找不着呢？
Why it seems that everybody else can find a job, but when it's my turn, it's so difficult.
为什么别人生孩子这个晚上都不用起来，为什么我的孩子每天晚上都要起来呢？
And why the babies of other people are they get up at night, but my baby wakes up so many times.
为什么这个事情临到我呢？
Why does this happen to me?
当我们里面开始思想这个问题的时候呢，那个指望呢就失去了。
When we start thinking about these questions, the hope is taken away from
us. 这是仇敌在我们身上的一个攻击啊。
This is an attack from the enemies.
当我们那个指望对那个指望产生了怀疑，我们就不能够向前奔跑。
When we start to doubt this hope, then we cannot continue.
你看，那个仇敌在约伯身上的工作就是如此。
You see, this is what the enemies had done on Job.
约伯并没有被那个灾难打倒的。
Job wasn't defeated by all those calamities.
虽然他失去了所有财产和他的儿女，但是他说赏赐的是耶和华，收取的也是耶和华，耶和华的名是应当称颂的。
Even though Job, his properties and all his children were taken away, he said, "The Lord gave and the Lord taken away. Blessed is the name of the Lord."
约伯没有被他全身长的毒疮这件事情来打倒。
Job was not defeated by those painful sores that grow on his body.
他说难道我们从神手里得福不也受祸吗？
Job said, shall we receive good from the hand of God and shall we not receive evil?
那约伯什么时候失败的呢？
So when did Job fail?
乃是他的三个朋友到他的面前说，你今天遭遇这些灾难是因为你有罪。
It was when his three friends told him that these things happened to him because he sinned.
约伯不同意这件事。
Job disagreed with the friend.
约伯认为他是有义的。
Job believed that he's righteous.
因此他极力的与他的朋友来争辩，他受这些灾难不是因为他不义。
And therefore Job argued with his friends that it's not because he sins that he received all these calamities.
约伯不能解释为什么这个事情临到他。
However, Job couldn't understand why these things happened to him.
约伯的指望是他的义。
And the hope of Job was his righteousness.
当他的指望失去的时候，他就产生了难处。
When he lost this hope, then he became desperate.
一直到的最后，他遇见了神。
Until at last he met the Lord.
遇见了神的自己。
And he met Lord himself.
他才发现他的指望错了。
And he realized that his hope was wrong.
他的指望不应该是他自己的义，我们的指望是神的自己。
And his hope should not be the righteousness, but should be our Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹们啊，当我们要往前奔跑的时候，我们需要来检验一件事，就是今天我们心里那个指望到底是什么。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, when we're pressing on, we need to ask ourselves, what is our hope?
这是非常重要的一件事。
This is important matter.
如果今天我们心里面的指望是我们有一个工作的话，那有一天工作失去的时候，我们就没有指望了。
If our job is our hope, that one day if we lose our job, then we don't have hope.
如果今天我们在地上，我们的指望是儿女的话，如果有一天儿女都让我们失望的时候，我们就没有指望了。
If our children is our hope, then one day when our children become leave us, then we don't have hope.
所以我们必须要有正确的指望。
Therefore, brother and sister, we need to have the correct hope.
当我们有一个指望的时候，我们才能够存心忍耐，奔那摆在我们前头的路程。
It's only when we have this hope, then we can press on towards the goal.
只有主是我们的指望。
Only our Lord is our hope.
因为只有主是不会更改的。
Because only our Lord doesn't change.
只有主是又坚固又牢靠的。
Because only our Lord is sure and steadfast.
只有主是大祭司，是能够为我们祷的。
Because only our Lord is the highest who intercedes for us.
在我们这个属天的道路上，只有基督能够陪着我们往前跑。
On this heavenly race, only our Lord can be with us.
他是我们唯一的指望。
He is our only hope.
因此我们需要有这个指望。
Therefore, we need to have this hope.
我们要把我们的指望从其他的事物来移开，要转移到主的身上。
We need to remove all our other hopes and fix our hope on Jesus.
我们才能够奔那摆在我们前头的路程。
And so that we can press on towards the goal.
第三，我们要放下各样的重担。
And third, we need to lay aside every burdens.
我们常常觉得哈，我们有很多很多的重担。
We often feel that we have so many burdens.
但是你知道我们真正的重担是什么吗？
But do you know what is really truly our burden?
那个真正缠累我们的罪是什么？
The thing that ensnares us.
真正缠累我们的罪，真正的重担，在我们的里面，我们不信的恶心。
The true burden, the thing that ensnares us is the unbelieving heart.
也许你不服气，说我没有不信，我没有不信啊。
Maybe you will argue that I don't have this unbelieving heart.
那我问你，你有没有忧虑啊？
Now I ask you, do you have worries?
如果你有忧虑的话呢，就代表你有不信。
If you worry, then it means that you have this unbelieving heart.
忧虑好像是树的叶子哈。
The worry is like the leaves of the tree.
那个不信呢，那个是树的根。
The unbelieving heart is the root of the tree.
如果我们有忧虑的话，就代表里面有一个不信在里面。
If we have worries, then it means that we have an unbelieving.
忧虑是不信的一个彰显啊。
The worrying is an expression of our unbelieving heart.
如果今天我们心中还有忧虑的话，就是在我们心里面还有不信。
So if we still worries, we still worry, it means that we have this unbelieving heart.
我们不能够完全相信。主只对明天有安排。
Because we don't believe that our Lord has a plan for tomorrow.
因为这个不要忧虑是神的命令啊。
Because this is a commandment from God that do not worry.
神叫我们不要忧虑是他给我们的一个命令啊。
This is a commandment the Lord given us.
因此如果今天我们在地上仍然是忧虑的话，那是一个不信的一个彰显。
So if we still worry today, then that is the manifestation of our unbelief.
这是我们身上的一个很主要的一个重担。
This is the main burden.
第二个主要的重担在我们心里面是不能饶恕别人的心。
Secondly, the burden is our unforgiving spirit.
如果我们在地上别人得罪了我们，我们不能饶恕他的话，这个在我们身上是一个重担。
If anyone offend us and we are not able to forgive, then this becomes a burden.
如果神来计算我们的恶，今天有人，有谁能够站在这里呢？
If God remember or our trespasses, then how can we stand here today?
爱是本人的恶。
Love forgiving all sins.
因此我们要 向前来奔走的时候，我们要把这个重担要除去，我们要有饶恕别人的心。
Therefore, we need to have a forgiving spirit in order to press on.
第三个主要的重担，那就是爱世界。
The third burden is the love of the world.
在路加福音里面呢，有一个少年人的观。
In Luke chapter 18, there was a wealthy young man.
我们从各样的角度来看呢，这一个人呢，是一个很合适来跑天路的人呢。
From all aspects, this person was one that's running the heavenly race.
他有很好的一个家世。
He had a good household.
他有遵守那个律法。
He keeps all the commandments.
他的心里面也羡慕了永远的事。
He also desires the eternal things.
所以他来问主耶稣如何能够得到永生。
Therefore, he came to Jesus and asked, how can I gain eternal life?
但那个少年的官不能跑下去。
However, this young man could not continue.
因为他身上有一个重担，他卸不下来。
Because there's one burden that he was not able to lay aside.
那个重担就是钱财。
And that burden was wealth, money.
爱钱财的心成为这个少年人身上的一个重担，而这个重担让他不能够来奔跑这个路程。
The love for money become a burden for this young man and cause him not able to press on towards his heavenly goal.
所以今天如果我们要往前的话，这些担子是需要卸下来的。
So today, if we want to continue, we need to lay aside all our burdens.
诗篇上说啊，你们要把你的重担要卸给耶和华。
The psalm tells us that lay all your burdens to the Lord.
又说呢，当将你的事交托耶和华，并倚靠他，他就必成全。
And cast all things to the Lord, and He will accomplish.
在我们在地上的时候，我们不需要把重担交给别人。
On this earth, we do not need to give our burdens to other people.
因为我们也交不掉。
Because we can't do it.
我们常常会把重担呢卸给我们的家人。
Sometimes we laid our burdens on our families.
有的时候丈夫把他在工作上所有的重担回到家里面呢，就卸给妻子了。
Sometimes husbands laid all this burden in his work to their wives.
妻子也把她所有的这些难处呢，也就卸给丈夫。
And wives gives all her burdens also to the husband.
但是我们也发现人啊，是没有办法真正把另外一个人的担子接过去的。
However, we see that as men, we cannot take other people's burden.
有的人就把担子自己背着。
And therefore, we carry our own burden.
他也不交给别人。
And we do to other people.
他把自己的担子自己背着。
Carry our own burden.
但是告诉我们呢，要把一切的忧虑要卸给神。
But the Bible tells us that you need to cast all your burdens to the Lord.
只有他顾念我们。
Because only our Lord is mindful of us.
只有主能够真正的把我们身上的重担能够打走。
Because it's only our Lord can truly take away the burden from us.
烦恼苦担重担的人，可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。
Those who are heavy laden and have burdens, come to me, and I will give you peace.
因此我们需要解决我们身上这些重担的问题。
Therefore, we need to lay aside all our burdens.
不管是我们里面那个对将来的那个忧虑
，is the worry of for tomorrow，
或者是我们对别人的不饶恕
，whether it's the unforgiving spirit，
或者是被这个世界的事所缠累
，or the snares of this world，
这些都要卸下来。
We need to lay them aside.
好像我们能够绕杆直跑。
And so that we can press on.
弟兄姊妹，在这样的一个年快到年终的时候，我们一同来思考这件事。
Brothers and sisters, at the end of this year, let us all ponder this.
在过去的年月的当中，我们是不是已经有一个模糊的意象？
Do we already have a blurry vision?
也许我们当初蒙恩的时候，刚刚得救的时候，那个意象是非常清楚的。
When we were first saved, the vision was very clear.
但是走到今天，那个意象还清楚吗？
But today, is the vision still clear?
当我们得救的时候，我们的心里面是火热的。
When we were first saved, our hearts was very fervent.
但是今天如何呢？
How about today?
当我们蒙恩得救的时候，我们里面对主是充满了爱的。
When we were first saved, we were full of love of the Lord.
但是今天现在如何呢？
But how today?
如果我们感觉我们的意象没有像当初那么清楚的，
If we feel that our vision is not as clear as it was,
我们要回到主的面前来。
We need to go back to the Lord.
让仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣。
We need to fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith.
只有当我们看见主的时候，那个意象就清楚了。
It's only when we see our Lord, the vision will become clear.
只有当我们看见主的时候，那个当初我们里头的那个光景又恢复起来。
It's only when we see our Lord, then our spiritual condition will be restored.
只有当我们看见主的时候，那起初的爱又在我们的里面。
It's only when we see our Lord that first love will fill us once again.
我们需要常常在主的面前被主这样的来恢复。
We need to be restored by the Lord like this.
好像我们能够有一个清楚的意象。
So that we can have a clear vision.
我们能够看见在我们前面那个标杆。
We can see the goal that's in front of us.
有没有人觉得这个路程啊，好像非常的艰难？
Do you feel that it's very difficult?
我实在是有心愿呢，要走这个属天的道路，但我遇见了一些难处。
And we all desire to run this race, but we encounter so many difficulties.
我不能够明白为什么我遇见这件事，为什么那件事临到我。
I just can't understand why this happened to me and why that happened.
当我心里面有这样一个疑惑的时候，我觉得我好像不能够往下跑。
When I have these doubts, it feels like that I cannot continue.
我们就要一起来思想说，今天我们的指望到底是什么？
And then we need to ask, what is our hope?
如果今天我们的指望不是基督的话，我们总有一天会失望的。
If our hope is not the Lord, is not Christ, then eventually we will be let down one day.
如果今天我们的指望是能够在地上有一个安定的一个生活，那有一天这个安定的生活失去的时候，我们的指望就失去了。
And if our hope is just to have a peaceful life, then one day if we lose that, then we lose our.
因此我们要想，到底我们在地上我的指望是什么？
Therefore, we need to ask ourselves, what is our hope on this earth?
当我们确定我们的指望以后，我们就能够起来往前奔跑。
If we are sure of our hope, then we can get up and run our race.
只有一个指望是永远不会更改的。
There's only one hope which never changes.
只有一个指望是进入幔内的。
There's only one hope that enters the veil.
只有一个指望是能够陪着我们来奔跑这条天路的。
And there's only one hope that can be run this race with us.
这个指望就是我们的主自己。
And this hope is our Lord Himself.
有没有人觉得有许许多多的重担在我们身上？
Does anyone here feel that we are entangled by so many burdens?
有许多缠累我们的事。
There's so many things that ensnares us.
也许我尝试过把这个重担交给其他的人。
Maybe we try to lay our burden on others.
我们发现我们交给别人的时候，那个重担还在我们的身上。
However, we can't do it because the burden is always on us.
也许我们从来没有交给别人，我们自己背负那个重担。
Or maybe that we want to carry our own burdens.
但是我们觉得我们好像因为这个重担的缘故不能够往前奔跑。
But because of these burdens, we cannot run our race.
主的话说要把你的重担卸给耶和华。
The Lord says, cast, lay all your burdens on the Lord.
耶和华能够把那个重担从我们身上挪去的。
And the Lord is able to take away all our burdens.
我们当初得救的时候已经经历过这件事了。
When we were saved, we experienced this.
当我们那天得救的时候，耶稣把我们身上那个罪的重担就除去了。
The day we were saved, our Lord Jesus took away the burden of sin from us.
所以我们里面有一个很轻松、很喜乐的感觉。
And therefore, we have very joyful hearts.
当日基督把你身上罪的重担除去，今天基督也能够把你其他的重担除去。
Our Lord will be able to take away all our other burden, just as He took away the burden of sin.
也就是要把一切的忧虑卸给神，因为他顾念我们。
Peter said, "Lay all your burdens to the Lord, because the Lord takes care of us."
我们感谢主啊！只有我们能够有这样的一个经历，我们就可以继续的往前。
Praise the Lord! If we have this experience, then we can press on.
我们再把希伯来书十二章第一节和第二节再读一次。希伯来书第十二章。
Let's read Hebrew chapter 12 verse 1 and 2.
第一节，好，我们既有这许多的见证人，如同云彩围着我们，就当放下我们重担，脱去容易缠累我们，重新忍耐，再摆在我们头的路程。仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣，他因那摆在前面的喜乐，就轻看羞辱，忍受了十字架，便坐在神宝座的右边。这两节圣经告诉我们怎样能够奔跑那前面的路程。
These two verses tells us how we can press on towards our
goal. 如何能够向着标杆直跑
？And how we can press on.
我们要仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣，让我们能够看见那个标杆。
We need to look unto Jesus, the author and perfecter of faith, so that we can see our goal.
我们要存心忍耐，奔那摆在我们前面的路程。
We need to run with endurance the race that is set for us.
当我们看见那个指望的时候，我们就能够存心忍耐。奔迈在我们前面的路程。
When we have the hope, we go to run with endurance the race.
要放下各样的重担，要脱去容易缠累我们的罪。
We need to lay aside every weight, every burden, and the sin which ensnares us.
我们有许多的见证人，如同云彩围着我们。
And we are surrounded by a great number of cloud of witness.
所以今天不是我们只有我们在这里奔走。
So it's not only us that we are running.
有许许多多的人曾经在这条道路上奔走。
There are so many witnesses who ran on this course.
他们今天都围着我们。
And now today they all surround us.
像云彩一样。
Like the cloud.
要鼓励我们能够继续往前。
And encourage us to press on.
我们不管2014年我们是如何
？And we don't care how in 2014.
因为过去的事情已经过去。
Because yesterday is past.
我们要忘记背后。
And we need to forget what lies behind.
我们要努力面前。
We need to reach forward.
我们要向着标杆直跑。
We need to press on towards the goal.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们感谢赞美你，因为你还给我们有今日。
Well, we thank you, we praise you because we still have today.
你也说，我们应当趁着还有今日，要天天彼此相劝。
And you told us that as long as it is still called today, we shall encourage each other day after day.
因此，早晨我们用这一段话，我们彼此的相劝。
So today, by this word of you, that we encourage each other.
我们应当起来，忘记背后，努力面前，向着标杆直跑。
that we should forget what lies behind, reaching forward to what lies ahead, and reach, press on towards the goal.
主啊，我们借着圣灵，来开启我们的心。
And may you open our hearts with spirit.
我们看见，只有基督是我们的标杆。
Let us see that only Christ is our goal.
所有其他的标杆都是我们这条路上的重担。
All other goals are burdens.
如果我们今天还有其他的标杆，
If we still have other goals,
让我们今天愿意把那些标杆放下。
Let us put down all those other goals.
主啊，我们也求你让我们真正的认识，只有基督是我们的指望。
And may you also help us to see that only Christ is our hope.
我们要把我们的指望放在主的身上。
And we place our hope on Christ Jesus.
当我们有了正确的指望，我们就能够忍耐，存心奔那摆在我们前面的道路。
And only when we have this true hope, we are able to run with endurance the race that's set for us.
主啊，为这个缘故，主你用许多的见证人来过来。
And for this reason, Lord, you urge us with so many witnesses,
让我们能够放下各样的重担，
so that we can lay it aside every
day, 脱去容易缠累我们的罪，
and we can lay it aside all the sins that ensnares us.
让我们从今天开始，我们起来奔走前面的道路。
And let us, from today, we start running the race that's set for us.
我们求主来激励我们众人。
And please encourage us, Lord.
我们祷告奉靠主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name I pray.